Hi, everyone. It is Reverend Molly at A Common Sense Approach to the Bible. I certainly pray you guys are well. I am retaping a cardio checklist bullet point from last week. I taped two of them, and one of my listeners said, like, it stopped right in the middle. So I went online and I deleted it today. Today's March 11th. 2024. So I want to enter into our cardio checklist for you bullets. We're going to label them bullet points number 6 and number 7. Number 6 is attitude is crucial. And number 7, the words that you speak. But before I get started, let's just have a prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for anyone who's listening to this podcast. I do plead the blood of Jesus Christ over them. Father, I lift them up no matter where they are this day, no matter what time of day it is, no matter what they've been going through in their lives, because we're all going to go through things. Let them be assured that you are with them, that you will walk through their lives with them, and that you will always stay with them. So the thread is with them, clearly. So, Father, I thank you for them. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen. So, number 6 bullet point for us in our cardio checklist for 2024, our attitude is crucial. You know, when we get fussy, and we all know when we get fussy, we need to draw back. If we have to and we're able to, we can lay down and take a rest. If you're at work, of course, you can't do that. So maybe you could take a little restroom break, go into the restroom. Look, I have gone into the restroom many times where I've worked, and I have gotten down on my knees and just pray, help me, Jesus, through this day, through the rest of my day. Help me be nice. Help me, please help my attitude. I take authority over any anger or temper in myself, and I command it, get out of me in Jesus' name. Just help me, Lord Jesus. You know, if you're able to, you could pull back for an hour or two from your regular routine and just go for a walk or, read a book. You know, read in the Word of God. Take a mental break. The physical activity in and of itself does refresh you. You are going to like yourself better, I promise you, and everybody around you will too. Our attitudes are crucial. And number 7 point is that the words you speak. You know, when our attitude is off, I can tell you what happens is it comes and bubbles up out of your heart and right out through your throat, and your words come out of your mouth, and they're not very nice. Proverbs 18:21 tells us that life and death is in the power of the tongue, and that we're going to eat the fruit of our words. How many times can you remember in your life you might have said something out of frustration, or you might have been angry, or you might have was the last, straw that broke the camel's back, and you actually went off on somebody. And then, of course, afterwards, after it's all out and the rage is all gone, then you're like, oh my God, what did I just do? So the words we speak, though, they're like bullets. And we can actually harm people with the words that we're speaking. So, Molly, how do we get control over all of our attitude and all of the words we speak? How do we do that? Well, right now, when you come in and you accept Jesus Christ as Savior, the Holy Spirit is inside of you, and His job is to purify you, to sanctify you. And the way that He does that is through your depositing God's Word into your heart. For example, judge not, lest you be judged. You have to get that in your mind. You have to get that in your thinking. You have to let it go down in your heart and take root in your heart. So, and I can tell you, the Holy Spirit tested me with every scripture that I learned in the beginning when I was trying to get my mind reconform to the mind of Christ. Like, don't judge people. Invariably, it would seem like there would be someone put right in my face that I would have judged before, and I'm looking at them thinking, you can't judge them, or you're going to be judged. You're going to be in really big trouble. Don't judge them. So there were many times where I'm like, I'm sorry. I know that with my eyes and my mind, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, can you believe they're wearing that? Oh my gosh, do they see how, like, oh my gosh. And you have to, it's a constant fight in the beginning of when you first turn to Jesus Christ, because the old man is gone, but he's got to be regenerated into the likeness of Christ. And it takes work and it takes time. It takes day after day of walking through. I would always, guys, take my Bible with me everywhere I went. It was either with me at work, on top of the shelf. They might not have liked it, but boy, I would carry it in with me to work, and I'd put it somewhere where it was out of everyone's way. I mean, I wasn't trying to hit people over the head with a Bible, but it was there for me to look at. And I'm thinking, you got to keep yourself straight, Molly. You know what it says in the Word of God. You can't judge people. And I would practice not judging people throughout my day. And it started to take root. My mind started to change. And I became, my heart was softened. Knowing that God, you know, God would judge me for me judging people unduly. And, you know, we're all made in the image of Christ. And we've got to have a lot of grace and mercy on other people. We just do. So the words we speak, it's going to take time to get a clamp on your mouth. I mean, there were mornings when I'm like, would you please put some masking tape, invisible masking tape, clamp my mouth down so I'll just shut up, you know, because I knew the words that I spoke were crucial. And we're going to give an account to Jesus, the Lord, the Father, for every outer word we speak. And that in and of itself is daunting to me. And I'm still not good. I'm still not perfect. There are times when I just have to sit before the Lord and it just blobbles out everywhere. And then I'm thinking, okay, at least I got it out of me and off me, and I repented for it, so I wasn't going to blast someone else. And plus, when you talk to God and you have that one-on-one relationship with Jesus, with the Father through Jesus Christ, it helps you draw closer to Him, knowing my answers are always going to be at the cross, because you're going to sit there, you're going to get whatever's on your heart off of your heart, and He's going to start to adjust your thinking, and He'll show you things in the Word of God. He'll show you things through music or through television, whatever it is. He'll get the truth to you of what you need to be doing, but it's all going to go back to the Word of God foundationally every single time. So we want to learn to get our attitude under control. You know, one of the biggest factors in grabbing your attitude and getting it under control is found in Philippians 2, 3 through 11. I'm not going to read that to you, but what it says in essence is that Jesus came to serve us, guys. You know, He could have come to earth. He could have set up a big throne and put on a big crown and had everyone bow and kiss His feet. But what did He do? You know, He wore clothes like everybody else. He walked everywhere He went. He didn't have people serving Him. You know, He helped those who were the sinners. The Bible says that they were sinners. Well, we're all sinners. And He ate with the sinners and the tax collectors. And He went to those that needed His love and they needed His care. And He humbled Himself to go to them and help them. You know, He is our example. He is the one we follow. We all need to be just followers of Christ. But it's going to take time to work on your attitude, especially if you have a sour one. And then the words you speak. Once you get your attitude under control, the words you speak are going to start to fall in line with a fresh way of thinking, because you're not going to think the way that you... It all begins in the mind, guys. You've got to get that mind turned around. And if you think that you can't do that, that it's an impossibility, that's just a lie. It is possible. I've done it. I've walked through and I've done it. So have the mind of Christ, but also let this attitude, you know, our attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. And it talks about in Philippians chapter 2, verse 6, but who being in very nature God did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. And then verse 7, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant. Okay, so just recently, several months ago, the Holy Spirit pressed on my heart, you need to go to church and you need to pass out bulletins. And I'm thinking, excuse me, I have 2 degrees. I was ordained as a pastor. You want me to stand there and pass out bulletins? And I still had a lot of pride in my heart that had crept back up in there again. I have to be really careful about my pride. That's why this checklist for your heart is very important that you go through every once in a while. I had a lot of pride left, and I can tell you that I'm down there passing out bulletins on Sunday. I'm diligent and I love it because I get to love and hug everybody who comes into our church and just tell them that I love them. You know, I love you. Jesus loves you. Good to have you with us this Sunday. How are you? Love your hair. Love your dress. It makes people feel good when people just love on them. So think about where you can serve. You know, humble yourself. And then your attitude is going to shift and you'll see, oh, you know, okay, I can help my attitude. And then the words that you speak are going to come right in line with a new attitude. You know, you've got to get a new attitude, guys. And then the words that you speak will be like honeycomb to those that you're around. So that's point number 6 and 7. Attitude is crucial. The words that we speak are so important. And what we're going to do next time is we're going to talk about, you know, pointing fingers at people and not running from confrontation and just being congruent within yourself. Say what you mean what you say, and just let the Holy Spirit flow through you so he doesn't get stuck in the middle somewhere because you're not being obedient to surrender your will. So that's it for this time, guys. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you. Have a great rest of your week. It's Monday, and I will talk to you soon.